Hello, welcome back to Basics. I am your host, your crazy uncle. As you can see, for our third video in this series, we're going to be focusing on guidelines for the weight room, specifically for the weight room. Right. This is mainly for those who have never actually gone and lifted before. However, if you are someone who has been lifting for a while, you might want to listen up because a lot of times people get lackadaisical inside the weight room and bad shit happens. If you do not follow these guidelines, eventually, you're going to get hurt. Ask anybody in the gym who's been working out for a while, and they will attest to each and every single one of these. But a lot of these are not something that come up in casual conversation when you are talking about fitness and in the weight room. So, I call it guidelines because there's only one here that is an absolute rule. And it's this first one. That's why it's set out in red. Form. Your form. Right here. Your form above anything else. I'm going to say that one again. Form above anything else. If you are, say, on the incline bench and you're trying to push and you feel your back start to arch real bad. Now, I know a few people say you're supposed to arch your back. I'm like, enjoy having the herniated disc, asshole. Your back is supposed to stay flat against the bench. If you can't push that weight up without coming out of form, it's too much weight. Back it off a little bit. Park your fucking pride. Go down in weight. Work up a little bit more and then go up in weight. But your form, I guarantee you, anybody who gets hurt in the weight room, their form was off. It was just off. There are a few exceptions to that, but your form, I cannot harp this enough. This is the reason why, if you watch the previous videos, I was talking about having a trainer to show you exactly how to do each and every one of the exercises. This is unbelievably important. Now, past that, when you are building your regimen, whatever you do, you must do in reverse. Why is that important? If you're doing a whole bunch of curls, building up these huge biceps, but you're not working your triceps at all, which is the backside of your arm, for those who don't know. The tricep muscle is going to get worn out every single day simply fighting the bicep muscle. And then when you go to work it up, it's not going to have any strength left. And it's going to take forever to work that muscle up. So if you're doing, say, pull-ups, palms facing forward, pulling up onto the bar, you also want to do an overhead press where the bar is started straight across your neck and you go up, making sure that you keep yourself as straight as possible. It is important that you do both to balance out the body. This is why it became kind of a joke to see these guys with these really ripped upper bodies and they would forget their legs. Not realizing that as soon as they start working their legs, their upper body is going to follow suit and fill out even more. This is why all those guys in the gym have these really ripped fronts, also have very strong legs. This is something they understand, something they will follow down to the letter. So, whatever you do, do in reverse. Okay, I kind of went on an extra subject there, but you need to be able to go in reverse. It's all connected, people. It's all connected. Now, this one here, track your numbers. This is important for a very simple reason. People get hurt in the weight room because they're not tracking their numbers and they think they can lift a larger weight or a higher weight than they actually can. I guarantee you, you are going to hurt yourself. I guarantee you. And do you know how long it takes to tear a muscle in half? Less than a second. By the time you feel it, it's already in two pieces. I'm not even kidding about this. This is why your form is important and you track your numbers. If you're in the gym doing it right, it is a very long, slow process, but the results are worth it. Now, as long as you're tracking your numbers, I don't care if it's on one of your digital applications. I don't care if you go old school like I do and actually write it in a notebook, but track your numbers. If you forget, like the application gets deleted, you forget your notebook, aim low on your numbers, go light that day, and then jump back in the next time. It's not worth getting hurt over. I'm going to say that one again. It's not worth getting hurt over. If you're below the age of 65, it's not worth blowing yourself out in the gym. I know somebody who can never lift again. In one instance, 3 herniated discs and 2 of the... They give some sort of weird react. They literally exploded. Whatever they call that. It was actually quite disgusting hearing about it. Now, on here, don't rush in the weight room. Don't rush. Don't ever do it. Reason being is you need to make sure your form is right. You make sure your numbers are right. If you rush, you are going to be out of form. I guarantee that. And you're going to grab the wrong weight. Don't rush. Everything in the weight room is an anaerobic exercise, which means there's a break in between. That's what the weight room is for. If you're doing some sort of circuit training, then the circuit is already set up. Then all you would have to worry about, because your numbers are already set up, is your form. You'll see people doing CrossFit. They will pause at each exercise that has weight to it to make sure their form is right. It is excessively important. All right. Here's a big one. Fucking exhale. Will you breathe already? Too many people, when you start holding your breath. Not only does that starve your body of oxygen, but it also puts exceptional pressure inside your brain. You do not want to stroke out or pass out with weight over your neck because you didn't exhale. If you see all those other folks who do their regimens and you hear them, or they'll yell, or they'll, or whatever noise you want to make sure you freaking breathe. The reason they're making noise is not something that they have to do for themselves. That is a signal to the person who is spotting them. And we'll go over spotting later. But that is a signal to the spotter that they are not straining or overly straining. They're actually able to do it. Now, if you're pushing really hard and your exhale runs out, the person spotting you is going to take special attention. Now, that's just a safety thing. We'll get into spotting more later. Follow your regimen. Follow your regimen. If you throw something in there just out of the blue, unless it is something very light, you run a high risk of throwing your body off. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, you got to change your regimen every once in a while. Yes, once you get your goal, you reassess, as was stated in one of the other videos. I believe it was the first one. Follow your regimen. Your regimen. You set it up. Or you had your trainer set it up. You need to follow your regimen. Don't let the good idea fairy buzz its way in, grab that motherfucker by its balls, throw it to the ground, crush that bastard, and follow your regimen. Once you have actually achieved your goal, then you can reassess, you can revive the good idea fairy and look into what they're talking about. All right. Make sure you get full motion. Full motion in every exercise is extremely important. The only people who do little tiny movements are bodybuilders. These guys, I look at them and I'm just like, no wonder you look like you're strong. You're not nearly as strong as you look. If you look at actual strongman competitions, those guys do not look, they're big guys, but they don't look as strong as they actually are. It is quite literally the opposite for most bodybuilders. Most, not all, don't kill me in the comments, but most of them, they do not have nearly the amount of power as you would think they do. Because their power, with their tiny little repetitions, don't exceed past a certain point. They look great, don't get me wrong, but that's why you go to your regimen. But when you start, when it comes to basics, you want full motion. Don't halfway hang on those pull-ups either. All the way down, all the way up. It's going to take a while. All right, the last part here is there's no excuses. No excuses for doing half a repetition. No excuses for having improper form. No excuses for grabbing the wrong numbers. There is no excuse there because everything that you do when you go to the weight room must be planned out. Must be. Now, if you're going with your buddies and you're all in a similar regiment, that's going to help a lot. That'll be your no excuses because you're not going to try and give excuses to your buddies. They're going to know you're bullshitting. And I don't know what to say besides, we don't have time for bullshit. I'll get more into things like gym etiquette later on. But for right now, this is your crazy uncle. I'm out.